You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are your concerns with the Compass Group and the food that they are supplying?
Yeah, so our main concerns are around the lunch's quality and following the established nutrition standards, and also how quality control is going to be managed over time by the Ministry of Education. So we know that Compass, who's the lead supplier in this new model, in the past they have been a supplier of Kaora Ka'ako schools, but they lost a quarter of their schools who dropped their contract with the company because they had issues with poor quality and service. This is also true for one of the other major catering companies that was an existing supplier who is also a supplier in the new model. So that other company, Labelle, lost a third of their schools because of performance issues. To business desks, these companies undergone performance reviews with the Ministry of Education because of these issues. But now the government's happy to trust the companies with what is a massive contract at $85 million to deliver lunches across the country. So New Zealanders need to have confidence that these companies with quite a poor track record of performance can effectively deliver to the same quality and nutrition standards, but they're also being expected to do that at a fraction of the price. So this is quite concerning from a health and nutrition perspective.
How does this new program compare to the previous Kaora Ka'ako?
You know what, it's hard to tell because it hasn't been implemented yet. So the existing program was costed at about $8.70 per child per day. The cost goes up or down depending on the age of the child and the type of provider, basically. But that program was costed very carefully based on evidence of the nutrition that kids need to thrive and also fair compensation of the people and the companies that are involved in preparing the food and delivering it. So the main difference now is that the cost or the price per child per day has been reduced down to $3. I'm not sure why the Associate Minister has chosen the $3 price tag. It seems to be a bit arbitrary. I'm not sure if it's based on evidence of, you know, fair compensation and what children actually need. But it's going to be really challenging for any company to deliver the same wholesome, you know, healthy, nutritious meals that students will want to eat. They have to be appealing as well at a fraction of the price. The new program will be implemented starting the first term of 2025, and it's not clear how this, you know, quality control and performance will be managed given the very strict new funding parameters.
Do you think that the Compass Group will be able to adequately supply food as well as Kaora Ka'ako?
As well as the current program, it remains to be seen. The current model, there's a lot of choice that individual schools have with choosing their suppliers and working with the suppliers to develop menus that their students will like, that are healthy and that the parents approve of. In this new model, there won't be any of that choice. The main supplier, which is a group of companies led by Compass, will apparently decide on a menu and it will have a 3-week rotation and the students get what they get. So aside from the quality control issues, there will be less choice for individual schools being able to have a say in what they get and the quality of that. The other issue that we see is that the current program really supports local economies, local businesses, and also local food systems. Now shifting to a very large centralized supplier to save costs, they're missing out on any of that local economic development and local food system development that was already happening as part of the program. And if you think about this sort of local food system resilience, being able to adapt to shocks, for example, the flood that we've had in the last years that have disrupted production in certain main areas, strengthening local food systems and diversifying local food systems really relieves the pressure and reduces the risks of major disruptions to, you know, food access when we have these kinds of shocks.
Do you believe that there will be any adverse health effects, including influencing attendance?
So we know that with the current Kaora Ka'ako program, it did have an effect on attendance for the students who were most at risk of missing school. there are a lot of different factors that contribute to students missing school. But with this program, at least not having a lunch, not having Kai was not one of them. It's hard to tell at this stage, before the new program is implemented, if it will have any, you know, change in effect on attendance. But I do think, and we at Health Coalition Aotearoa do believe, that there is a real risk here in cutting corners, cutting the cost of the program down to $3 per child per day, that it will be very difficult for companies to meet the existing nutrition standards. And that's a real issue, because 1 in 5 children in this country don't have access to adequate food, to the food they need to thrive. So the schools in which this is implemented, that kind of food insecurity is a real issue. And for some students in the program, this might be the only healthy meal they receive in a day, or this might be the only good meal they receive in that day. So it's extra important that we're delivering high quality nutritious food to these students in order for them not to get left behind.
And why do you believe that the coalition government has decided to cut funding for lunches for schools?
Well, it's on brand for this coalition government. It seems to be just a race to the bottom to get the absolute lowest price possible, at the expense of, you know, likely nutritional quality for the kids, at the expense of being able to support local businesses and local food systems. But I mean, it's a little bit inconsistent, you know, with what our health goals and our educational goals are. You know, the government could have used $216 million in tax cuts on heated tobacco product towards ensuring quality nutritious school lunches and not cutting funding to Kaora Ka'ako.
Why do you think it's important that schools continue to receive funding for school lunches?
It's important both in a sense that we have a duty of care for these children to ensure that every kid who's in school is receiving healthy food in order that they're able to show up and learn. If you think about it, it's also an investment in our future as a country economically. There are plenty of high-income countries around the world where the government provides free nutritious lunches to every student in every school while they're attending school. And studies over the long term of those countries have found that those students receiving school food stay in school longer, they have better long-term health outcomes, they are, you know, then more productive members of society. They're staying in school longer, they have a greater lifelong earning potential, and so they're really contributing to society, contributing to the economy in a much better way. We also would likely see savings to the health system in the long term, because these children who are given proper nutrition at school would have better long-term health outcomes. So there's a few ways to look at it, but overall, across the board, these healthy school lunches, if delivered properly, are an excellent return on investment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.